Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Have you ever wondered, what does a CEO, president, or business owner really do? What are the responsibilities of a CEO, president, or business owner? Now, many of us are in business and have been in business for a long period of time, but we've never really thought about what our responsibilities are. So let me think about this here so I can line it out for you, so I can give you some perspective on what you really should be doing. The first thing that you should be doing is planning strategy. Vision. Where is the company going? Who are our clients or customers? What are we going to sell them? How are we going to develop pricing? How are we going to develop marketing and advertising? How are we going to create the strategy that really forms the basis of the business? There can be many things and many subjects involved in that strategy, but if we don't really have a vision and we don't really have a plan and don't really know where we want to go, then we're just going to just be going from moment to moment, just hoping that we do business. There is really no set way to do this. And we need to have consistency. We need to understand how we're going to prospect the business, how we're going to get the business, how we're going to close the business, how we're going to deliver the business. What's the strategy? And, of course, one of the things that is most important when you're the CEO of a company is hiring the right people. Have you really given that any thought, or just do you wing it? Do you just interview people and just you say, well, they seem like a nice person. I've looked at their resume. A resume looks good to me, so I think I'll just hire them, only to find out they weren't exactly what you needed. So if you're going to hire someone, you really need to first have a job description. What do you really expect from that person? You need to interview them. You need to have several people interview them. You need to do some research. Today, people are looking at Facebook and LinkedIn when they're hiring someone. Who are we hiring and what do we expect from them? And are we making clear what our expectations are? And are we also compensating them in a fair way that's market rate? You know, if we are underpricing ourselves, and we're not giving them the right compensation, we're not going to be able to hire people. If we are overcompensating them, it's going to hurt our bottom line. What's the right compensation? And then, of course, there is leadership. You have to put it all together. That's what you do every single day. You take all the ingredients of your business, strategy, hiring the right people, the right marketing, the right plan for the day, the right plan for 6 months, the right plan for the year, motivating your people, leading your people, looking over their shoulders, not micromanaging, but looking over their shoulders, seeing that the job is getting done. Leadership. Where is the company going? Are you leading it correctly? And if you do all of those things, what happens is at the end of the year, you make a profit. But you don't make a profit at the end of the year. You make a profit day by day by day. Every day you work towards making a profit. Every day when you're doing things right, every day when you're selling business, planning business, getting the business out there, pricing it correctly, delivering, over-delivering, but bringing it in under cost so that you make a profit at the end of the year, you do not have to worry about whether you made money or not. You know, there's a saying that all politics are local. Well, all profits are local also. They are day by day. So if you just look at these four issues, strategy, hiring, leadership, and profit, and really think about them, I don't mean just think about them for a moment. I mean sit down with a piece of paper, take those four categories and think about subcategories as to what you need to do to make your business the most successful that you possibly can, because I assure you, the competition's doing it, and they're always nipping at your heels. This is Howard LeWinter, and I want it to be the most profitable year you've ever had. And, of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.